It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview, and joining us in the studio today, we have Gary Strachwedien, who is the Vice Chancellor at USU Eastern. First off, Gary, I appreciate you making time to come down here today and talk to us about Career Pathway, which we're going to talk about in just a moment, so thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for having me on, and Utah State University enjoys this opportunity to talk a little bit with our community about our evolving educational programs and partnerships.
Well, it's definitely evolving, and you guys are actually teaming up, I guess would be the right term, right, with the Carbon County School District. This is some very exciting news, and I think, we've talked to Jake Miller, Carbon County Commissioner, about this a couple of times, but it's the opportunity to bring new career paths that will stay right here in Carbon County. I mean, it's a brilliant, brilliant plan, if it all comes to fruition, of course, right?
Yes, and what we've done is we've presented to the Department of Workforce Services and the Governor's Office of Economic Development a proposal to develop a career pathway. Specifically, I'm calling it from 7th and 8th grade through graduate school, specifically in an area of industrial technology and manufacturing systems, which is unique to our Carbon County industries that we have. We've got some great partnerships in mind, and starting with the school district through our university and certainly with the support of our county commissioners.
Yeah, absolutely. And as far as the plan and going down this particular route, what went into this? I mean, what was it that clicked and said, okay, this is what we need to focus on as far as what we can develop here in Carbon County and continue education to evolve, I guess, is the word to use.
Yeah, and what we're looking at is industry-related jobs, small industry, large industry, but technology-based jobs to shift our economy perhaps in a direction that supports what they're doing along the Wasatch Front and around the nation and around the world, and what we can do with smaller companies, medium-sized companies, larger companies in manufacturing, in sensors and remote controls and all kinds of data management. But looking at industry rather than just service industries or certainly what we see now in healthcare and we see in tourism, this is another part of the economy that we would like to develop and evolve.
Now, when you took this idea to the Carbon County School District, what was the initial response?
I think it was fairly positive. Our Carbon County School Board members and partners were always open to when the university comes with ideas to advance education for their students, which we hope will become our students and, of course, Utah's future students. But looking at how students need more direction and a pathway is the term we're using right now, specifically a career pathway to not just higher education and not just jobs, but higher education partnering in those jobs and careers rather than just let's get you out of high school. Let's give you a direction.
Well, and one of the great things here in the community, I think it's been a huge asset, is the fact that USU Eastern continues to evolve every single year. I mean, you look at the bachelor programs now being offered in our very own backyard. I mean, it's absolutely fantastic, and it does give the kids an option. So I guess it's just starting them a tad bit earlier, right?
Yeah, it is, and that's where that partnership with the school district is so important with us, and we're reaching all the way down into the middle schools, not just waiting for them to come into the high schools where we've had traditional career tech ed or vocational education for years, but let's take it a little bit earlier. Let's get some exploration, some career awareness started. It was 7th and 8th graders especially, and with their parents and with their teachers, understand that this is a direction for students with viable employment opportunities and stay in the community and high-wage jobs, I believe.
Again, our guest right now is Gary Strachwedien, Vice Chancellor at USU Eastern, as we talk about career pathways. Now, with all this being said, we have to talk about the grant. Now, you guys recently applied for a grant, correct?
Yeah, it is. Just last week, we submitted what was called a Talent Ready Utah grant, and we'll be in competition with other universities, other applied technology colleges, other industry partnerships throughout Utah. But I believe with the strong leadership of our county commissioners that we do have a good place at the table because of what Carbon County's needs are and how this partnership, this coalition has been developed specifically for this area of Southeast Utah. So the Talent Ready Utah grant, which is under review process, we'll probably be made aware of the outcome of it probably about July 1st, and then we can get busy on our project, we hope, to, like I say, advance the career opportunities and the career pathways in Carbon County.
Now, we are going to talk to Carbon County Commissioner Jake Meller in just a moment. Before we do get to Jake, I do want to ask you another question here, Gary. You talk about the strong relationships with the Carbon County Commissioners. How much easier has that made the process? I mean, you guys are on the same page. And again, it's the college working hand in hand with the Carbon County Commissioners. So that obviously makes this a lot easier.
Yeah. What's so nice about having the Carbon County Commissioners in general, and of course Jake Meller on our backside, is his leadership in bringing this together. Universities live in ivory towers, as you often have heard, and we don't have the connections with the industry partners and with the community partners, and that's why it's so great to see that our county commissioner is behind this and is organizing meetings way back in November to get this started, in December and January, and he brings those people together that allows the university, the school board, and for it to kind of come together. So a catalyst, synergist, I don't know what we call the guy, but he's wonderful.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. Now let's bring in Carbon County Commissioner Jake Meller. Jake, we just heard from Vice Chancellor Gary Strachwedine, and now we're going to get your perspective on this. You and I have talked about this career pathway for quite some time, and it's something that you're very passionate about. So I'm sure it has been fun for you to see this continue to move forward.
You know, it really is. It's very exciting. We've been, for purposes of economic development, trying to incentivize higher paying jobs for our local people as well as to bring people to our area.
You and I were talking a bit off of the cuff, so let's rewind the hands of time. Let's go back to October. That's kind of a key month, right, when we talk about this particular pathway.
It is. We've been trying to host events here, and back in October, we had the aerospace tour, legislative tour. We had a lot of government officials. We had a lot of bigger employers, Lockheed Martin and some others, that came to Carbon County specifically and met with employers here. We put on a little conference for them and had an opportunity to showcase our county. Because of this event and some interest from Lockheed Martin and some other outside employers that are rather large in scale and size, some of the Utah folks upstate, they felt like we would be a valid candidate, a good candidate for some of the money that's available for programs such as the Pathways Program. And since I currently chair this Pathways Program, just recently now as of February, I was able to be instrumental in making sure that we knew exactly what we had to do to qualify for some of these things. And I was able to work with Gary Strachwedine and the high schools, the school board, and a number of other people, a lot of the employers locally. We were able to put together meetings in November. We were able to work with them one-on-one since then, and we held a couple of meetings here recently. And then Gary's really been able to take the bull by the horns and make sure that we had a great application put together. Him and Robert Dyering from Intermountain Electronics worked jointly on that project, and we submitted it here the 28th of last month. We're very hopeful that we can be the recipient of some of this money that back in October, we a lot of the folks that make decisions on that type of thing mentioned that we might be a valid candidate for that. So we're very excited. This could be the catalyst for several more things in the future. This program is specific to technology, ideally for an engineering pathway, but there are several support positions for every single engineer that is hired here locally, Jordan. Depending on the industry that the engineer is working in, it could be a multiple of 6 to 9 jobs per engineer. So this technology pathway certificate that the college and the employers have worked hard, painstakingly, to put together will actually feed into electrical technicians. It'll also feed into drafting. It could feed into a number of different support positions, even welding, as diverse as that might be, could be branched off of this technology certificate. So we're very excited that a lot of the people we're hiring from out of town could actually be hired right here locally from our own people, from our kids. Instead of exporting our kids so often as we do, we could be providing very good, well-paying jobs for them here locally. And the people that we are hiring from out of town could be receiving the training here locally. They could get that certificate. They could come to school here. If they're already employed here, they could get the further education that they need and training so that they can continue and progress in their employment here locally.
Now, when we were talking to Gary Schreckwedin about this just a minute ago, he mentioned the enthusiasm that Carbon County School District kind of had towards this idea. With you being a Carbon County Commissioner, I think this is an important question. I want you to go ahead and stress the importance of the relationship with the county and USU Eastern, because, I mean, the two together can do, obviously, some extraordinary things, and I think that's on display with this particular project.
You know, the county, USU Eastern, the school district, and even Emory County, this is a regional project that we're working on. It's going to affect everybody here in the area. And yes, I presented the idea back in October to some of my constituents here in the area, and a lot of them were perhaps not as positive as I was about it, thinking that it would be too difficult to get all these people together in one room and to make it work. But that was not the case, Jordan. We have a lot of really good people here. And it was amazing to see the teamwork. It was amazing to see the school district, the school board, the college, the employers, employers from several different facets that employ engineers, all meeting together in one room, all having cohesive conversations, all working for basically the same common good to advance education here in our local area, to advance training, and to provide the employers, through this training and education, the talent and skilled employees that they need.
Jake, before I let you go, what is the timeline on something like this? We were talking about the grants. We've talked about a couple of initiatives. So all in all, the timeline for something like this to actually get off and rolling, what are we looking at in that regard?
There are several changes that need to occur for us to make it all work. And those are just details. But we're very hopeful for the 2018-2019 school years, academic school years. Potentially, there may be changes in regards to some of the things that we want to accomplish in the future, all the way down to the seventh grade curriculum. And so we really are talking about a combined effort across the spectrum here, education-wise, so that people will be prepared to have some of these advanced math classes and be able to enter shortly after they receive the certificate directly into employment.
Absolutely fascinating stuff. Jake, I really appreciate you taking out the time to come down here today to give us an update on this career pathway. And also, thank you for bringing in Vice Chancellor Gary Schreckwedin. It's a fascinating conversation. It's great information. And this is definitely a true positive for the county, no doubt.
Jordan, it's a pleasure to be here. We live in a great place, and it will become what we make it. And I'm very optimistic about what not only we have currently, but what we can make it be.
Definitely. For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.